Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
You know, I have to be honest, when I first came here, I wasn't too sure about my voice because I've been down. But this music is picking me up, the sounds of music. The song is called For the Night. I kicked off the show with the R. Kelly, Thank God It's Friday. And of course, Thank God It's Friday. We're back again. It's yet another exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. And I'm not hanging out by myself. Gina is back. What's good?
Yeah. All is good.
Where have you been, Junior?
Man, I've been hustling. I was just busy helping out Matima from Idols. Those who remember Matima from the Idols 2015.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. So what was she doing?
She had a one-woman show in the State Theater in Pretoria.
Okay. Were you playing for her?
Yeah.
That is superb. How was the show?
Hey, man, it was bananas.
You enjoyed it?
It was mega fun, man.
What does this mean? Will you be working with her going forward, or what's the story? Was it just a once-off thing?
Right now, I'm not sure, but it seems like I'll be working with her full-time because we might do Durban. We might have another one-woman show in Durban.
Ah, nice one. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Are you ready, though, to rock?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
All right. Our first guest is already standing by.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Cliff Central, OC, O'Neill on Cliff Central, OC, O'Neill on Cliff Central, OC. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central, OC.
Yeah, baby.
They actually are a four-member band. They call themselves Tidal Waves. A very busy band, I must add. We tried to hang out with them. I think it was sometime last week, but they were away or something like that. In the studio right now, it is my pleasure to welcome the lead singer of the band Tidal Waves in the studio. Please just come closer to the mic, sir. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thanks, and you, brother?
You well?
Respect, man.
We were supposed to be together, was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago?
Yeah.
You were away, was it Cape Town?
In Botswana.
You were in Botswana?
Yeah.
What was happening there?
We did a gig, and I went back again to, because the new album that is coming out soon.
Okay.
We're working, the final mix is done in Botswana, so I frequently go there for all the references in the studio.
Oh, nice. Let's just bring it to the front for those who have no idea who Tidal Waves is. All I know is that it's a four-man band.
Yeah.
When was it formed, and what was the reason you guys came together?
Well, Tidal Waves started in 1998. And for us, well, to be a band, it was like, you know, we... As musicians leaving our homes, we had a mission that we wanted to push, and we didn't have a place where we can do it. Uh-huh. So we decided to come to the big city, of which when we were here, then everyone started losing it because now we, you know, hustling in the city, getting the money of the rent and stuff. So we had to work with a lot of musicians. So we end up being like a backing band on most of artists.
So you, that's what you've been doing most of the time.
Most of the time. So we come from the background of being a backing band. And from there, we realized that, you know, sometimes the mission that we wanted to push is going to be derailed if we focus on that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Then we started doing our music, which is original music. Then we started our first album in 1998. That's when we started pushing our thing from then until now.
But it's interesting. You talk about the fact that you did you were the backing band for most artists.
Yeah.
But to be honest, that's where most of the music happens, right? Like, you are the heart and soul of the music.
Yeah.
Do you think that gives you an advantage now that you are in the forefront as a band that goes out there now to perform on its own?
You know, it's actually working with other people. It's like, you know, like they say, a bird. It builds its nest from other bird feathers.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think that's the best thing, you know, because you get to learn some different things and total different things, in especially when it comes to your art musically, because you will play with a different artist that plays, that comes from a certain genre.
Yeah.
And we are a reggae band.
You are a reggae band.
You know, so we will be like, you know, getting into other avenues. You know, and which is nice for us because it refreshes you as a musician and it makes you to be concerned about your instrument and get on it, you know.
Let's talk about reggae as a genre. You came together and started working from 98.
Yeah.
Your love for reggae, where does it come from?
Reggae, we were inspired by reggae music from high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are from the generation that was on the last days of apartheid towards Mandela's era.
Yeah.
So we got a little bit of the apartheid feeling where we saw some of the things happening live, you know?
Yeah.
So, and the music that could talk to us at school, it was only reggae.
It was reggae music,
you know, because we would listen to Peter Tosh, Bob Marley, and the message that they were sending out there is the message that made us rebellious at school. And then we started writing serious poetries, fighting with the teachers who were pushing the system, you know, to say, no, we have seen the light.
Yeah.
So reggae music from that time, I think it went through our genes, and then that was the only vehicle that we can use now to push our message through.
At the time, were you the only band that was pushing the reggae movement? I mean, other than obviously somebody like Lucky Dube, who is known throughout the world, not just in the continent.
Yeah.
Were there any other bands that were doing reggae at the time?
At that time, I think even before Lucky Dube, there were some other bands that were not even promoted. That were like Dread Warriors, the Brethren, as we know, the South African bands, but they were not big, you know.
Yeah.
Brother Lucky, when he came in, he brought that thing like into the light and then make it happen to each and everyone that people they have to support reggae.
Yeah.
And then I think at that time, then we were already musicians at that time, but we were like youths, you know. So we learned even from Lucky, because from Brother Lucky, what we have learned from him is that we should, when we start our own thing, have a signature.
Yeah.
So that's when we started when creating our own sound of Tidal Waves. That is not like any other band. That when you listen to it, that's the Tidal Wave sound. And we call it original music for original people. So that inspiration, it worked for us. Yeah.
1998 to now, is 2016 right now. Do you think there's still a place for reggae in society? As far as the mandate you were trying to push at the time, are you still... do you still belong to the same cause? Do you think the sound and the music has an audience out there?
I think, yes. Reggae music, me as a musician and as a citizen, I've seen reggae music doing well underground. It's just maybe some of the media, you know, it takes radio and TV. Sometimes they can say, no, they've got some other slots that they don't accommodate reggae music.
Yeah.
Of which that, I don't think it can affect reggae, or it affects reggae, because I know on the ground, whether you go on the street, people are listening to reggae music on the cars, in the houses, everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
And the reggae nights that are in Joburg, that are run by Rasta people and reggae musicians, they are the most biggest shows around town. So
it's interesting you mentioned that. I traveled to throughout the continent quite a bit. One of the places where I found the culture, even reggae music just playing on mainstream radio, was in Kenya, particularly in Nairobi.
Yes.
I was shocked at how much reggae they consumed.
It's huge there. It's huge. You know, when you talk about Kenya, you talk about places like Zimbabwe, Ghana. Yo, those people, they like, they into reggae music like big.
Do you have any plans of obviously breaking down barriers throughout the continent?
Yeah, Yeah, we're working on it now. We've done Mozambique, we've done Botswana, we've done Namibia. So we're working out the SADC thing, and then we're going up. You know, we want to cover the whole continent.
All right.
You know, yeah, we want to, that's our mission.
If you just joined us, I'm chatting with lead singer of the band Tidal Waves. He's going to do a small performance, just a small performance for us before I let in our other guests who are standing by in waiting as we speak. Are you ready to do something for us?
Yeah, man.
So he's going to switch places with Junior just now. Stand by, don't move.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real O'Connor's Central. Radio has never been this good.
Radio has never been
a real O'Connor's Central. Double O-C, double O-C. A real O'Connor's Central. Radio has never been this good.
All right, we're back. We've got Tidal Waves in the studio. We're just sorting ourselves out. Remember, more guests lined up on the show. That's just in about 5 more minutes. We'll have our second guest joining us in studio. Right now, we are paving way for Tidal Waves.
Double O-C, it's O'Neal Africa.
I hate to be one. The color of man's skin has just disappeared from my eyes. Lord, Lord, said he high for the just cause. Didn't care about it that was spreading love and unity amongst the human race. Just cause didn't care about it that force spreading love and unity amongst the human race. Yes, I oh Lord,
Tidal Waves, ladies and gentlemen. Nice one. So what's happening with the album?
The 30th of July, we will be releasing our album, and we have a CD launch on the same date.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
You want to give us details on that CD launch? Where is it happening?
It's happening at Radio Park.
Okay.
And the seats are so limited. You know, very limited. We have about 75 people only to come in. So I think people, they should get themselves the ticket now on iticket.co.za. And they are very cheap. It's 80 rands. So, yeah.
Reggae massive.
Yes, I am.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you. And big up to the rest of the crew. Where are they, if I may ask?
Yeah, man. You know, they in the ghetto. Britain's they live in the ghetto. You know.
Okay.
Kahiso, so yeah.
So it's so you couldn't come together.
Yeah, man.
Well, in time.
Yes, sir.
But listen, thank you very much. When you wanna come back, please let us know. Especially around the time when the album you're preparing to release the album, if you could just come back
we'll
and share
that.
Some more information with us, ne?
Respect. Man.
Thank you, sir. Big thank up yourself. Man. More guests lined up. Don't move.
O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. It's true, true. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central.
It's City's number one DJ.
It's invading your ear down.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Sounds of Vector the Viper. Are you still called Vector the Viper?
People just change. People just get relaxed with the name and go, "What up, Vector? What up, V?"
So it's easier to just say Vector. There's also VEC. There are those who call you VEC as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, those are the initials.
Ah, I see.
Yes, sir.
You good?
I'm 100.
Straight from Nigeria. Are you based in Joburg?
Nah, I've gotten that a lot here. People think I'm. They think I look like a South African, but nah.
I don't know. What do South Africans look like?
Fly.
Oh, yeah, they fly?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay, I see.
I see you keeping it 100.
Listen, welcome to the show, man.
Yes, sir.
Is it your first time? How often do you come to South Africa?
I've only been here once, and I spent 3 days.
Okay.
That's because I had like the 2010 Big Brother Africa theme song with Maye Hunter.
Oh, okay.
So we came to do the performance real quick and transit and from here somewhere else.
Ah, so you haven't really spent much time yet.
Yeah, that was like 2010. This is the longest I've stayed in South Africa.
Have you done the club yet?
Yeah. Shout outs to Harem. Shout outs to Moloko.
Of course you have been to those places. If you just joined us once again, we're hanging out with Vector in the studio, Nigerian rapper who's just here to kick it with us. Now, you have been active in the music business since 2008.
Yes, sir.
Why did you get into the business?
I got into the business because the business needed me. Like I had that talent that was going to make me money, and I've never been a yes boy, you know what I mean? Like, I never thought I could work in any company because I'm like a think tank type.
Okay.
So it just made sense to pursue after service, youth corps service in Nigeria.
Yeah.
It just made sense to pursue my musical talents after education.
Because
that was like a way more sure way for me to make money and be happy at the same time in life, because it's key to be happy in life.
That's absolutely true. Your interest in music, I know you started being active in 2008, but obviously your interest in music started way back.
Yes.
Tell me how, what was the first record you purchased?
The first record I purchased, it's weird.
You can't remember? The first one you stole.
I never stole no records. This rapper don't bite. but it was from, I'm trying to remember his name, from Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay,
no, it was Ice Cube.
Oh,
it was Ice Cube.
Cube,
yes. I was chilling with, because I grew up in the barracks.
Yeah.
So there's this clique they call SOS, Sons of the Soil.
Okay.
And they played music for days. And I just came through, heard them bumping this Ice Cube album. I was like, yo, I need this. And he was like, yo, go listen to this. And that like changed my life. Then from then I went on to Wu-Tang Clan and hearing music like, you don't really need God in your life. Like, I was like, woof, that's a dope statement.
So wait,
like,
that's interesting. You got into hip hop through, I mean, Ice Cube at the time was very radical.
Yeah.
It was very radical. All the albums, like some of the stuff that he, the content itself.
Yeah.
And that's what got you hooked?
Yeah, I mean, originality kills it for me. So he had like genuine things to talk about, which is why I'm most certified in Nigeria as more of a lyricist than just a rapper.
Okay.
Even though we can make party music just to get that guap in, we can make all these other business moves. However, the core is still NWA type struggle issues. Yeah, hip hop pretty much hold it down like that.
Let's talk about the hip-hop industry in Nigeria. And I'm not even talking about the watered-down hip-hop.
Yeah.
Like the proper underground, boom-bap type of hip-hop.
Right.
How's the scene out there?
The truth is, I've realized, like, everywhere in the world,
the core hip hop really has the struggle to pretty much compete with pop music
and of course
other forms of like trap music and whatnot. But in Nigeria, it's not different. However, there are very notable names. We have, but our, the difference with us is we have dudes who could be on the surface and still be on the ground. So like, shout out to Jesse Jags, like he'd be able to hold it on the ground and still hold it up on the surface with nice, happy hip hop. Shout out to Mode 9, he's pretty much all straight up boom bop.
Listen, that's the one of the first guys we got exposed to, like early, rather late 90s. We're already knowing about him.
I mean, shout out to him. I've had like two tracks with him. The first one was the V9 Cypher. And the second one was Zoning Out, where he pretty much had, I think he pulled a Joker, but I just let him slide.
Okay.
I did 16, he did like 80 bars. I'm like, alright, do you, boy. But like, you have to give respect to them because they keep it real for those who want to see core hip hop on that level of KRS-One and them.
I tell you what, I like the fact that you're from that era and you talk about how deep you roll in terms of your hip hop. So let's just try something out real quick here. You've got a microphone, here's a beat.
You see now, this, like, it ain't a time for me to rhyme like this. I came through SA, I shine like this. Don't forget, you better remind like this, cause everything I do is dirty, probably swine like this. Listen, Vector Viper, they say he too mental. Chief Mental, this Cliff Central. I'm hanging at the top of the dome, I never fall, niggas keeping the real. I curse them radio, that's all. I'm a dope man, for real, boy. No pen to the paper, though. I can make it go crazy. Erasers, erasers, though. Take your pencils out, I put the pen to it. I came through with the game, look, I meant to do this, look. This one go hard, I could do her. I'm a pro with the action, that's a proverb. Essay, get the word right. The boy keep it real, I come through and hold the world tight. It's dope like lines like that, rhymes like that. Everybody crazy cause I rewind like that. In my mind like that, it's time like that. Everybody know Nigeria is I'm trying to bring a rhyme to that, give me the coffee now. I can't sleep, you know the boy be in that coffin now. Cause I be dead serious, you dead delirious if you think you will F with this homie. Yeah, I can't curse, but I could place one on you like it's voodoo time. Hi, it's Yoo-hoo time. And I'm a dope rapper, Pope rapper. This is the Vatican type, I'm the Pope rapper. Coast to coast, I hold it down, you know the most, keep it real. Vector Viper, he never steal. But I'm a real nigga, old time like Lasana Diarra. You cannot mess with a homie, you know the boy steady piracy. I come through with a rhyme like that. VC Oshama, Ondu. Ayo, what we gotta say to them? We did 2 hour freestyles for these cats. And I can remember this one verse. Allow me to reintroduce myself. I am married to the game, can't leave her alone. Somebody please fuck with me like I can't please her alone. And none of these rappers can come close to the zones. All of us wouldn't be cool if we had freezers for homes. I got vicious on the beat. Beef come at me, I'm getting vicious on the meat. For the back, they be the man, but they're like bitches on me. Write so much lines, I'm speaking feces on the beat. See, and when my feces is in the beach, I getting bruises from the pen. I'm not calling you rappers chicken, but y'all are similar to hens. Fuck the industry, I'd rather see me in the Benz. Doing life at the risky, he's 120 at the bench. You know they say the means is justified in the end. So them just other rappers, I'd rather see me in the Benz. I know you wouldn't like it when I really do begin. Never downloaded BBM, but I'm balling above the rim. R.I.M., I'm balling above the rim. R.I.M., balling above the rim.
Oh, stop.
Never downloaded BBM.
It's too early.
We throw old verses in.
It's too early. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Yo, who knew Nigeria can come through like this?
What?
No, listen, let me be honest with you. A lot of the guys who come here, they feel the need to tone it down. It's always very toned down. And I know there are some dope MCs out there, but like, yo, you brought it, man.
All right, so this is it, right? In Nigeria, we gave them a 2 hour freestyle just to set a record in Africa. Not because we're trying to be the dopest, but we feel like hip hop activity is dying real quick. So I go on radio, they toss freestyle words at me on social media, and we make a verse out of that, and we did that for 2 hours. Now get the check. We had I can't mention the name, but we had beverage companies paying us, and we had swatch companies paying us for timing, and that made it dope because that's hip hop in its
like in its coreness.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Make money off of that.
Yeah, people won stuff. A lot of people got to win like prizes and stuff.
All right, so Ayo, you know what? We're gonna do this like see Ray's playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna do that just now. Just give me a minute.
Do you wanna rap?
This is what we love. This is what we love. This is what we do. Like, yeah. Stand by.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central.
Yeah.
Unrehearsed, unradio.
Alright, so do this, right?
You gonna rap to the piano?
I'ma do this, right?
That's blues right there. Let's get it.
Yeah. Shooting at him, I got that pro slug.
Whoa.
Pushing them keys, I'm hitting pro chords.
Oof.
You gotta breathe when I make come. Like the shorty I did, I'm in one. I mean, a lot of them, I ain't tripping with them.
No.
The boy looking stupid, I ain't chilling with him.
No.
It's already cold in Africa, there's no chill.
No.
Got through with it hitting, no bills.
No.
Cause niggas making drinks and we popping shots.
Pop, pop.
No bills, so these boys ain't popping nothing.
Nah, nah.
We come through with the side of boy roll. Every time you know to kick the boy go.
Boom.
I ain't dabbing for nothing except a shorty going down. Now she dabbing under D. Mm. You know the way. I ain't dabbing for nothing except this shorty going down. And then she dabbing on me. They call me V.
Woo.
ECTOR, put a Thor to that. I could come through and bring a Thor to that.
Woo.
Let the boy come through, I will roar through that.
Woo.
This is black power, homie. I could roar through that.
Mm.
Shout outs to the boys getting shots to the chest.
Oh.
Shout outs to the boy getting shots to his mess.
Oh, Lord.
Now I hear five cops killed with snipers.
Yeah.
Now the people get the view of Vector the Viper.
Yeah.
It's kinda sick, boy, but I ain't trying to prove.
No, no.
I ain't trying to prove shit. I ain't trying to preach violence.
Yeah.
But I could make this boy sing when they bring violence.
Violence.
Slit them with the throat like a plain cello, though.
Tell him to mellow, though.
Tell the zone boys they should mellow, though.
Yeah.
I came here.
What else?
Still be ill here.
Yeah.
I ain't crippled, but you die and I will check.
I will check. Stop, please. Stop, stop.
Oh, man. Yeah. We love it.
Bars,
we love it.
Bars.
We love
it.
Yeah.
Victor the Viper, who's your favorite MC of all time?
Me.
That was
nah,
easy.
Come on, get serious. I get it. I get it. It's fine. It's understandable.
Like, but, you know, when you make music, like.
Yeah.
It says, all I got is out of space bars. I speak Mars with the heat, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I cut fresh every time the boy B spoke.
Mm-hmm.
I been hustling for the bread. Yeah, I'm talking big loaves, but no chance to loaf around me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Look, why the hell you think I rap hard? Home, I'm not a fan of butt loving. I'm Thor. I rap Asgard. Live like the Godfather. That's the life I choose, though. Now, y'all wouldn't write me if y'all were Mario Puzo. I bowl full time. Crack, no Joey. But y'all balling on E like Lamar with Chloe. I got a week to kill a mixtape. Shit was easy though. Kick hard like fuck. Where Bruce Leeby though? Look, I understand that I'm hated, so I go too hard. Yes, I am Viagravated, and I'm swinging at these rappers. See, I'm lyrically oscillating. I still come in the heat like a homo fucking Satan. Chill, even when I'm tired, I be surfing. Iced out jewels, looking like Smurf skin. Swear you can see the bull bling from the corner. Iced out white frozen, looking like Madonna.
Shout out to Madonna.
I tell you what this is, bro. Like,
yeah, so you made your point.
I made it. But for real, I respect Jay-Z, I respect Nas, I respect Kyrus-One, I respect Ludacris of the old time.
Yeah.
Nah, old, I mean, the old Luda, the
okay.
Chicken and Bear Luda.
Yeah.
What do you miss about hip-hop then?
Hip-hop used to rock him. Hip-hop used to be able to say stuff that you wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like you see today, I mean, rest in peace to everybody who's been like a victim of brutality and public execution. But like Tupac had all those stuff in his verses before now. And it's still happening now. And N.W.A., everybody's hashtagging now, but N.W.A. being about that life.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we should promote violence. I'm just saying hip-hop has lacked that prophecy.
Yeah.
Like how you're so in touch with yourself on the inside that you can almost see the future with your rhymes. Now, I don't see that. It's nice to dab. I had a picture of someone that looked like a dab way before the dab. Like, that's you being all wavy. But at the same time, I miss the coreness of hip hop. Like, I need to see your hood and see your life and what you've been through
just by listening to you.
Yeah.
And not about Jay's and how you fashion slay and how if they let you, you'd be like the five fingers of death, but you never try to mess with Sway. Like all this type of stuff. Yeah. I'm not into that. It's cool once in a while to be on the surface, but I miss the depth of hip hop.
Let's look at Nigeria.
Yeah.
The hip hop scene. Is there any MC out there that you single out of everyone who just does it for you?
A lot of MCs do it for me. Like the difference between me and every other major name in the industry or mainstream act is I'm still very much in touch with the underground.
Yeah.
So as much as I say, yo, Jesse Jags, he stands out.
Yeah.
Because he's very, I'm not even talking punchlines that kill me or knock me off my feet or nothing. Like he's just very core with his music.
Yeah.
And his lines are very like real. But I'm still talking like shout outs to Mode because he forever he'd be dope.
Yeah.
But there are dudes underground. There's Black Bones. There's Pro Meth. There's these cats that if you met, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I know all those people. So it'd be like disrespectful or not doing justice to my heart if I came here and said this one MC stands out because you don't know these cats.
Yeah.
I wish I could just do a compilation of like the freshman year and send it to you.
We're hanging out with Vector. Let's just check out some more music for him.
It's rough.
We're still hanging out with Vector, who's getting mad love on Twitter right now. Yeah, they're feeling your vibe. They're feeling your vibe real nice. Now, tell me about the video. You shot the video for this already?
Yes. Okay. It's titled 8. I was in a hotel with Mekoya. He used to produce for Star Plus, a legendary R&B act group in Nigeria. And we're chilling in Surulere.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning. I was like, yo, what beat is that? And we did like a freestyle.
Yeah.
In 30 minutes, this track just came out.
Crazy. Ah, nice.
It was, and because I have like a strong background in the choir, I'd be able to sing my hooks as well. And then rap. Not trying to take away from Drake or nothing.
You've been doing this.
Yeah, but I've been doing that since church service.
Yeah.
As a kid.
You wanna prove yourself?
Nice, we do that.
Yeah, Junior's on keys, hanging out with Vector. Who's ready to do about anything?
Keep, play that shit, play that. Keep playing.
Right,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Since I can't trust nobody, yeah, I keep it to myself. No. Keep it to myself. In the jungle, there's nobody, nobody. I keep it to myself, no. Keep it to myself, no. And he goes, what up, barracks? I no go ask how on a day. I already know the answer, no be tougher with a day. We dey pray, make it better, no be rougher with a day. The hills down too high, she make we holla day, day, day. Hot to down, torment to where they way. We no be ginger as a ninja in the shadows, play shinobi. I remember when my lyrics in my room were battling onto who tights pass, the room tights pass. So I had to let the lyric be the leak of the truth. And when I am done, I'll feel the masseuse in, and find the inner peace, yeah, chord now in the piece. So your son done the grace, cause you know the foundation now. He day your daughter face now. He day your daughter face. Since I can't trust nobody, I keep it to myself. No, keep it to myself. In the jungle, there's nobody.
Africa's hottest rapper, man.
I keep it to myself. No,
I said
keep it to myself. And he goes,
talk to him.
I love you, Nigeria. How are you feeling? I hope the heart is still beating and the land is grinning. How's the four kids, the north, south, the east, and west? Hope the blood of peace is flowing through their hearts and their chests. How's the 36 grandchildren? I know it's hard considering you're a grandparent. You played your part, you're still beautiful as you were walk. I know they try to rape you, but you're blissful as you were strong. Nobody replaced you. The green, white, green is the prettiest type. Means life, peace, life, and nothing like strife. And life comes twice because we spread it. And peace is in the middle because we truly, really deserve it. Look, green, white, green is the prettiest type.
Yes.
It means life, peace, life, and nothing like strife.
Yeah.
And life comes twice because we deserve it. And peace is in the middle because we truly, really deserve it. And life comes twice because we spread it. And the peace is in the middle because we truly, really deserve it.
Deep.
And life comes twice because we spread it. And the peace is in the middle because we truly, really deserve it.
Africa's hottest rapper, Ayo said it.
Let me know.
Ayo
Let
said
him know.
It. Let's go.
So tell me, how do you keep yourself going? How do you stay sharp?
Sharp.
Yeah.
Guess what? This is it. Because I'm a freestyle type dude, right?
Yeah.
So I see the heat. He taking the jacket off.
Brought the heat to the booth.
Yo. All right. So I landed in South Africa. I know in Nigeria, when they say sharp, it means quick.
Yeah.
So I'm here in South Africa. I'm at the airport and I go sharp. So we get into the studio.
Yeah.
We go, everywhere I go, I be swagging like
sharp.
Sexy girl.
Sharp.
Very well.
Sharp.
Hustle baba.
Sharp.
Don't be slow, be.
Sharp.
What I say.
Sharp.
Shalaye.
Sharp.
So we're driving through, right? And I saw this place called Ponty.
Yeah.
Right. And it goes, all of my verses are crazy.
Yeah.
I'm turning the booth to a madhouse. Yeah. Every line I spit is dope. Yeah. You should call me a crack mouth. Mm-hmm. Many nice, but I'm nicer. Yeah. Competition appetizer. Mm-hmm. Eat them when I meet them. So I ball like a chief, Kaiser. Ballin' like a king too. Like I don't remember what I've been through. Y'all get higher than Punty. If you're asking, what do we do? And he goes, let's get serious with this next shit. Your rap versus a EU, then I guess I'm going on Brexit.
The bars don't stop, man. More bars than the law school, man.
Keeps me going is my environment.
Yeah.
If I lived in SA, yeah, I'd be 100% into learning new things that will help my music, and not just
that shape your perspective.
Exactly. I want to see at the airport in Atlanta. I sat down in the airport and I saw a lot of races passing by, like,
yeah.
So I was like, yo, so we have at the extreme we have the black,
yeah,
and the other extreme we have the white. So I'm thinking, which is the perfect race? So in my head, and at the airport while I was waiting for my car, I was like, I'm searching for the gray race. Because in between black and white is the equilibrium has to be gray, right?
Yeah.
So a mix of white and a mix of black. And that's how I work. I function that way. I'd sit here and be mental. Like, I'm not the same with these cats. I diff central is cliff central. I will do those type of things. Yeah. So what keeps me going is usually my environment. That's why I must be around creativity.
Joburg women.
Yeah, Joburg women.
Shout out to them.
I wasn't going to go there, man. Since we're here.
Go there, please.
Since we're here, please go there.
Go there, we are here.
Nice one. Listen, man. Premises, how long are you around for?
I'm here till next week, Tuesday. That is the new single.
Yeah.
Because we needed to give them like a little shake body type music. Okay. So I need to do one or two recordings here before I get back on Tuesday.
Have you met any dope MCs here?
Truth is, we've always known about Proverb in Nigeria for the longest. I watched the video this morning. I saw Reason. And I mean, we know a lot of your rappers.
Yeah.
The mainly Questa. Nasty C's,
yeah,
though.
Questa.
No, Questa. Mm-hmm. AKA is holding it down for y'all strong in Nigeria as well. Casper and Your Vest,
yeah,
is doing
KO.
That as well. Yo, KO, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's nice with it, heavy.
Yes,
yeah, nice with it. Listen, man, this is your home. Next time you're around, come through.
All right.
Let's jam. Just let me know in time so I can arrange some other MCs. You know,
yeah,
so that you don't feel bored. So that you don't feel too bored, you know, while you're out here.
If I feel bored, I write on it, right?
Surf on it.
But shout out to you guys. Thank you very much for coming through. So what's happening this weekend?
We're just trying to like record. Shout out to DJ Magnum. Shout out to LHF Izzo. I see Vanessa over there. What up, V? That's my girl right there. So we're just chilling, taking it easy, because when we get back to Nigeria, I know it's Lagos now, it's rush hour every
yeah
day. So we're trying to record we're shooting the video for What's That here.
Yeah.
Trying to throw a little house party, be on the streets of Joburg as well.
Should come through.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody holler at me at Victor the Viper.
No doubt.
On
no
all
doubt,
social
no
media.
You gotta come through.
Yeah, you knew you gotta come through, you know.
No doubt.
Pull all Shaquille on us.
I'm gonna bring my shit out there. I don't know if you guys are ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
Now the other thing that I wanna quickly talk about is, listen, I'd like to congratulate the you guys for what you've done. I was just going through some information here. The music industry's revenue from music sales in 2015 was $56 million in Nigeria, and it's forecast to grow up to $88 million by 2019. So you guys
are... The numbers are a little off. They're
crazy numbers.
Yeah, we're doing crazy numbers. Like, we have over 200 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be good with platinum in Nigeria, like, easy.
So the consumption of music is just, the appetite is high right now.
Yo, like there are too many relevant musicians in Nigeria.
Yeah.
There are too many of them, like, and they all have dope sound.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to the upcoming ones, like them Dremo kids. Shout out to the youngins, them YC.
Yeah,
like Ayo.
Yeah.
Like, yo. Like, he coming through with some hot bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Why haven't you done anything for us?
All right, okay, you know what, Ayo?
Yeah,
you're okay. About to drop that.
We've got 1 minute.
Premiere this. One minute. Do this. It's a one-minute takeover.
All right, Junior.
Mine's going to be a little bit like this. See, they see me, they think, say, now, Yankee boy, so they think, say, now, what's up?
Uh-huh.
Man, how they find money? I'm trying to buy a Range Rover that can't same color as shower soap. Mm. That's green on the outside, white on the inside. I just met the girl outside, now I'm in her inside. Haba, chai, yekba, me, my eyes, they red, past the undertaker. And I'm going to keep grinding till I reach my maker. I think I fell in love with music when I heard Anita Baker.
Oof.
Funny thing, I never shop right at ShopRite. If you never shine your eye, I hope your Nokia got a touch light. Mm. My skies used to be gray, now it's all rainbow. I went from pushing the keke to pushing the benzo.
Oh.
Or whatever y'all call that in here. The little car things. Magnum, I see you. What up?
Nice one, guys. Thank you very much. So we'll catch you later.
Yeah, we'll definitely be. It's going down at Harem tonight. Yeah. I mean, shout out to Tiwa Savage, she's in town.
Okay.
I mean, she's family, so yeah.
So
I
you guys not, out there?
We support. Might not be there though. We just throw supports how we can because we got work to do.
Yeah.
Studio time.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Shout out to you guys. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Blessings.
All right.
Bless up.
Find out who's joining us next.
Inconsiderate. Check it out. Appreciate what the ranking.
Ladies love original. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Talk to them.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.